And I'm so thrilled to have all of these folks in the studio today. Since the fires hit, Keith Woods, the CEO of North Coast Builders, and I have been talked a lot about the need for construction workers here in Sonoma County, and that is going to be going to continue to be true for the next several years. So they came up with this great program for kids, and I want to invite into the studio, first of all, Robin Bartholo is here. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Robin is the director of the North Bay Construction Corps, and glad to have you here talking about it this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
And there are a couple of students, recent graduates, I should say. You're not students at the moment. Lauren Williams is here. Where'd you graduate from, Lauren?
Sonoma Valley High School.
Sonoma Valley. Very, very good. And Jeremiah Jantz is here.
It's Gensch.
Gensch. Jensch. Okay, pretend it's right. It's a Norwegian kind of thing, right?
German.
Okay, very close.
I graduated
so far. I'm 0-2 with the kids, but I think we can. You graduated from
Rancho Cotati High School.
Rancho Cotati High School. Thank you, Jeremiah. And you two are involved in the program. First of all, Robin, tell us what the program is.
The North Bay Construction Corps is a basic construction training program that includes career exploration for high school seniors in their last semester of high school.
Okay, so they find out what it's like to be in the construction business, yes?
Yes, that's exactly right. They meet once a week and one Saturday a month, and every time they meet, they hear from a different contractor or a different trade about what it's like to be in that trade, the kinds of things they expect from their employees, mm-hmm. and then they do a skill building project with them. Like plumbers come in and teach them how to sweat copper pipe, something like that.
Yeah, specific task.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's taught by industry to these high school seniors with the hope that they'll check out construction in a meaningful way and hopefully go into it either right after high school or after college, when they get out.
Lauren, and the point is that we need to grow our own, right? We need to have basically a farm system for construction workers, just like the Giants need a farm system for baseball players, right?
You know what? I've never thought about it like that, but that's a really good way to put it. That's kind of what we're doing.
Jeremiah's got a Giants hat on and his Giants orange. Listen, I'm a big fan of the Giants, but damn, they need a farm system.
Okay, yes.
All right, so let's talk about the extension. Then I want to talk to the students. Let's talk about the extension of that education for kids and the boot camp that's going on.
Right. So when they're done with the core piece, which is about 4 months of their meeting once a week, one Saturday mm-hmm. a month, the program culminates in a 2-week boot camp where they go and work on a real construction job. It's to mimic what it's really like to work in construction. This summer, we're working with Habitat for Humanity on three different projects in Sonoma County. The Construction Corps has chapters in 5 counties now, and we actually brought our Napa chapter over to do some work too. So they're framing up a couple houses in Grayton. They are working on the wildfire cottages at Medtronic. And then we're also working at Habitat Humanity's new warehouse in Rohnert Park.
Yes, this was a pie-in-the-sky notion to begin with, and now it's a reality. And Jeremiah and Lauren, I want to ask you about this program, about this, the education part and also boot camp. Number one, to each of you, why did you get in the first place?
Do you want to take this first, or do you want me to go?
Go ahead, Lauren.
So in the future, I'm going into civil engineering, and then for my master's, I'm going into constructional engineering. And so for me to go into this program, I really wanted to get a good basis of the background of engineering and the technical terms of it.
Very, very exciting. What about you, Jeremiah?
sorry.
It's okay.
College really isn't for me, and I mean, I've been exposed to the construction world for the majority of my life. My dad's been a flooring installer longer than I've been alive. my uncle's a plumber. One of my other uncles is an electrician, so I've had like a good scope on it. And I was presented with the opportunity of the Construction Corps, which my brother did The first year, my brother is now making like good upwards of $50,000 an hour.
Got him. $50,000 an hour?
Or not an hour. I mean a year. Hold on. $50,000 a year, and he's 19. And I just think like, and especially with all the fires that have gone on the past couple years, like construction's needed here. We need new people to come in.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the kids in my generation aren't really willing to work for that. They don't really want to work for their money. They don't want to have to get up every day and go to work and put in, you know, the time and the effort, go the distance to
but
get that paycheck.
But there's something to it, isn't there, Jeremiah? Something to getting up and going to work.
Well, I mean,
and I think the two of you represent a great broad spectrum of people involved with this project. Lauren, for you, clearly college is in the offing, and you already have a pretty well defined plan about what you want to do. This works for you. And Jeremiah, the trades are an excellent way to get some sociability skills, be out there working, and make a great living doing it, and also contribute to your community. So all of these parts and everything in between, very relevant. Right, Robin?
Absolutely. And at the end of boot camp next Friday, actually, we're having an interview event where we've invited companies who have come in and taught or who have supported the program financially, and other companies as well, to come in and sit down with these students and interview them with an eye towards hiring either, you know, soon, like this summer, or like for Lauren, when she gets out of college, or maybe she can arrange an internship next summer. So there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's so exciting, and especially because, you know, Keith and I have been talking about this, and he's been talking about it with many other people for, you know, 19 months now. And so to see you two in it and happy about it, Lauren, let's start with you. What's the most significant thing that this program has given you?
I would say overall the opportunities and the support within the program. Our teachers, Drew Jacobs and Terry and Robin especially, they've all been very supportive. And so just having that social ability to have that communication and contacts, and coming out of this program, walking into the trades pretty much, it's very, very, really, it's amazing.
All right, Jeremiah?
I mean, I'm kind of like in the same boat as Lauren over here, but my crew on the Grayton job is a little bit smaller than up in Fountain Grove, so we get like a tighter knit dynamic, and you know, we get like, we just fall into a groove of everything starting to get done. No one really needs to talk about, hey, this needs to go get done and everything.
Yeah, isn't that like, nice? Yeah.
You know, and you know, I love the guys that I'm working with. Like, all of them are great. We work well together. Like, we don't have any issues, and it's just seamless, really. And especially, I think that with Cole Smith overseeing us on that site, Cole's been a mentor for me throughout my whole entire of like high school, and just having him there like as the guiding hand makes everything so much smoother. And then we have Robin and Keith, and you know, we have Doug Hamilton from Oak Grove coming in, and dude, there's so many people helping us, like I can't even name them all. But
how much does the satisfaction of the work play into this, to be able to have a beginning, a middle, and an end to something that you can actually see and hold in your hands?
Well, I just think, you know, it's breathtaking seeing that you built something and you were a part of something. Like yesterday, we put up a entire wall for a house, and like, you know, as it's on the ground, it's like, okay, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a wall on the ground.
It's a wall on the ground. But as it's going up and as it's like sitting there, like straight up, it's like, wow, this is like really coming together, and we're doing this. Like, we're building a house. So, and people are going to live in this. That's the crazy part.
I know. Hence the satisfaction.
Yeah, it's like,
right?
You know,
right?
But that.
And Robin, can you talk a little bit about how many kids have taken advantage of this program so far?
You bet. So our first year, we graduated 7 students through the whole program just in one chapter in Sonoma County. This year, the second year, we had two chapters. This year, we have seven chapters. We have one in Lake, one in Napa, one in Mendocino, one in Marin, and three in Sonoma County. So this year, we are looking to graduate from the core and the boot camp and the whole program, right around 125 students.
God, that's fantastic.
And none of this would have been possible without that original partnership, which continues with the CTE Foundation of Sonoma County, the Sonoma County Office of Education, the North Coast Builders Exchange, and Santa Rosa Junior College, because all four players, you know, play a big part in this program and have continued to do so.
And this is such a great example of a need that arises in your community, and the people in the know in that particular business putting their heads together and saying, what can we do about this now? And here, less than 2 years later, you know, showing us the fruition of that idea. I absolutely love that. Lauren, I'm thrilled that you're a part of this too, representing women in the construction industry.
It's a very empowering thing seeing that, you know, like Lauren is one of the best students that's in the core and like she's very active with it. So
well, let me just tell you, Jeremiah, that your social skills are fantastic already.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see a few years from now. Is this a thing that you've talked with your peers about, and have you gotten any of them interested in doing what you two are doing now?
With the construction corps? I mean, I went in with a couple of my friends and I made more friends here, but I just like to say, like, if you get this chance, if you're, you know, at, you know, Montgomery, Petaluma High School, Rancho Cotati, you know, wherever, Annalee, if this is presented to you and you want to get into construction, take this opportunity, because this is one of the greatest ones that will ever be given to you.
Fantastic. Lauren, your thoughts?
I would definitely agree with that. And being a woman, it is most, I was, out of my friend group at Sonoma Valley, I was the only one going into the program. But I definitely highly recommend that if you're into going into the trades and you get offered this opportunity, I would take it immediately.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that from each one of you. And I just want to say thank you, Lauren, and thank you, Jeremiah. You're great examples of what can and will happen for this community. So thank you for spending some time with us. You're both inspirational.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And Robin, you too, and the guy in the corner over there, Keith Woods, is here. Again, it's a terrific example of what we're able to accomplish when smart people sit down and talk about putting something together. So I'd love to come over next week and take a look at the boot camp and see what you guys are doing over there.
Please
do. We'd love you to do that. Yeah.
Keep up the great work.
Can I give the website?
Yes. Please do.
Okay.
Website, phone number, everything.
All right. You can go online and look at us at www.constructioncorps.org.
Yeah, it's that funny automatic way of spelling CORE.
Yes, exactly.
CORPS.
Yes.
Very good. Is there a phone number attached or straight to the website is good?
You can go to the website. 707-542-9502 is the number for the Builders Exchange, who manages the program.
Fantastic. Thank you all. A great success story.